September means one thing for most kids in Maine, an end to summer and the start of classes. But for some, the school year is not that straightforward because their parents chase the seasons from Texas to Maine, harvesting vegetables, picking apples, and raking blueberries. The federally funded migrant education program seeks to fill some of the gaps left by a life on the road. Jennifer Mitchell recently spent a day down east at the Blueberry Harvest School.
It's early, shortly after 6 a.m. in Millbridge. Eight young children, too sleepy to misbehave, are going for a bone-shaking ride on a big yellow school bus to nearby Harrington, where the kids meet for class. At the front of the bus, keeping watch, is a young woman holding a clipboard.
I'm Tarsus Rodriguez, and I am the bus aide, as well as the 10 and 11-year-old co-teacher.
It's Rodriguez's first year with the Blueberry Harvest School. As co-teacher, she will help the kids with their lessons, but more than that, she wants to be there for any migrant child who just needs to talk, whether in English or in Spanish. Feeling displaced, she says, can be hard.
My parents are immigrants. They're from Central America, and I'm a first generation born, and, you know, going to school in the West Coast in California, where I'm from, was very difficult. And the teachers I did meet throughout my life that really did make an impact made all the difference. And I felt like maybe someday I might do that for someone else.
While they attend class, their parents are busy bringing in Maine's $75 million wild blueberry harvest. Some are Spanish speakers, but most of the raking is done by the region's native Mi'kmaq communities, who make the hours-long journey from Nova Scotia and New Brunswick to stay in the workers' camp in nearby Du Bois, where the bus stops next. Another 10 or 12 kids get on, and we rattle on down the road to Harrington Elementary School, where breakfast is the first item on the agenda. Here in the cafeteria, egg and cheese sandwiches, cereals, fruit, and milk are on offer. But the kids are most interested in the reporter's microphone.
Hi.
My name's Curtis.
My name's Jeff.
My name's Linda.
I'm famous.
I'm famous.
My name is Evander. I'm famous
now.
Where are you guys from?
Elsie Bookdo.
You know what you're doing today?
I'm going to the beach.
Yeah.
The whole school is going on a science field trip to Roque Bluff State Park to learn about sea life. It's a trip that five-year-old Sam, whose home language is Mi'kmaq, is looking forward to. He says he wants to find a big bucket so he can collect seashells.
And your parents right now?
My mom is working at the blueberry farm.
Sam has three siblings at the school and two others who are staying at camp to help their mother with the raking. Mi'kmaq teacher Peggy Clement says she's never seen so many kids in one summer, with about 100 or more per day reporting for school. A couple of years ago, that number was somewhere around 80. Parents, she says, are becoming more aware that the program exists. And Clement also has a personal reason for getting involved with the school. As a child, she worked every summer in the Barrens.
And that's how we earned our, let's say, our school clothes and stuff we needed for going back to school in the fall. And it's hard, like, you know, when you travel, especially when you're a child. But as children, they have to go with their parents.
The Blueberry Harvest School is part of the federally funded migrant education program offered year-round. The majority of Maine's participants come for 3 weeks in August to bring in the berries. Others work in Aroostook's broccoli fields.
I don't think that Maine has a full appreciation for the role that migrant workers play in the natural resource economy, and for how challenging the lifestyle is.
Ian Yaffe directs Mano in Mano, a Millbridge-based nonprofit that runs the Harvest School program for the Maine Department of Education. Families, he says, should not have to choose between a livelihood and education.
I think Maine is a stronger place because of this and because of these families who are coming here to help feed us all.
The school buses drive nearly 300 miles each day. The teachers coordinate 3 weeks of lesson plans and classes for ages 3 through 13. Breakfast, lunch, and snacks are dished out by a brigade of canteen workers. And then there are the field trips. Back on the bus, en route to their day out, two girls from different villages in Canada have been singing songs in Mi'kmaq, comparing their language to that of a Passamaquoddy girl sitting near them who hails from Indian Township. A few minutes later, all the kids are on the beach, peering into tidal pools and playing educational games.
People know about this animal.
Oyster.
Oyster.
When the harvest is over, many will return to Canada. Others will leave Maine to wherever their parents' next job takes them. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Jennifer Mitchell.